Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. But first, it's All-Star Girls Basketball Tuesday, then Boys Basketball on Thursday. Friday night, attend the awards banquet where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then, all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Well, following moderate trade over the last couple of days, cash cattle markets appear to be, well, essentially done for the week, although the potential for some cleanup activity may develop today. Tone of the market's expected to be set with prices at $114 to $116 on a live basis, $184 to $185 dressed. Generally, cash prices for the week were steady to $2 lower, depending on the area of the country and delivery terms for the cattle sold. We saw $118 trade here in our part of the country. Futures trades expected mixed as traders adjust to outside markets early today, but quickly turn attention to the upcoming cattle on feed report, where pre-report expectations point to a strong shift higher in overall cattle and feed yards, as well as increased placement levels. On the hogs, narrowly mixed trades expected early today, with limited new information available for the hog complex to trade at the end of the week. The underlying concerns surrounding the trade war with China being countered by overall global demand for pork in the wake of African swine fever. Wheat markets are higher as prices remain inside yesterday's rather wide range. More importantly, markets are working on their second higher weekly close in a row. As with corn and soybeans, wheat traders spent much of the day trying to decipher the press reports from Washington and the impact on marketing decisions. Corn futures are higher this morning following yesterday's lower close and the first down day in eight sessions. Overnight, the rumor mill was churning hard, with sources close to the White House talking of raising the insurance guarantee percentage for prevented planting on corn from 55% to as much as 70% to 90%. And the soybeans higher this morning, sitting inside yesterday's session but well off the previous day's close. Soybean traders are as confused as anyone as to the events of the last 24 to 36 hours. Ideas of big MFP payments were mostly struck down yesterday, with reports producers would receive a non-specific payment rate based on acres actually planted this year. We're going to check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle is up 15 cents yesterday, 110.80. August up 20 at 108.15. August feeder cattle up 42 at 143.02. September up 12 cents at 144. June hogs down 22 cents, 89.42. July was down 10 cents at 90.95. On the grains, Kansas City wheat July was down 7 cents at 4.25 and a quarter. September down 6 and a quarter at 4.36 and three quarters. Chicago wheat July was down 2.5, 4.70 and a quarter. September down 2.5, 4.78 and a quarter. July corn's down 4 3/4 at 3.89 3/4. September's down 5 1/4 at 3.98 1/2. July soybeans down 7 cents, 8.21 1/2. August down 7 1/4, 8.28 1/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.